The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. By Julia Cameron. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity by Julia Cameron is a self-help book that provides readers with the tools and techniques they need to unlock their creative potential. The book focuses on helping people overcome blocks, fears, and other obstacles that prevent them from creating art or pursuing any kind of creative endeavor. It also encourages readers to explore their spiritual side in order to find inspiration for their work. Cameron begins by discussing the importance of creativity in our lives and how it can be used as a form of healing. She then outlines her 12-week program, which includes weekly tasks such as writing morning pages, 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing, taking artist dates, time spent alone doing something fun or inspiring, and engaging in creative play. Throughout the program, she emphasizes the importance of being gentle with oneself while still pushing through fear and resistance. In addition to providing practical advice on how to get started with one's own artistic journey, Cameron also discusses topics such as dealing with criticism, finding mentors, networking within one's field, understanding copyright law, marketing oneself as an artist, setting boundaries between work life and personal life, etc. The Artist's Way is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for guidance on how to pursue a career in art or simply wanting to reconnect with their inner creativity. With its combination of practical advice and spiritual insight into the creative process, this book will help readers break through barriers so they can create meaningful works of art. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a morning pages practice. Morning pages are a daily writing practice that helps to clear the mind and open up creative channels. It is a form of stream of consciousness writing that helps to identify and release any blocks to creativity. Main idea number 2. Take a weekly artist date. An artist date is a weekly solo outing to explore and nurture the creative self. It is a time to explore new ideas, activities, and places that can help to spark creativity. Main idea number 3. Identify and challenge creative blocks. Creative blocks are often caused by fear, self-doubt, and negative self-talk. It is important to identify and challenge these blocks in order to move forward with creative projects. Main idea number 4. Practice creative visualization. Creative visualization is a powerful tool to help manifest creative goals. It involves visualizing the desired outcome and taking action to make it a reality. Main idea number 5. Cultivate a creative community. Surrounding oneself with other creative people can help to foster creativity and provide support and encouragement. Main idea number 6. Take creative risks. Taking risks is an important part of the creative process. It is important to push boundaries and try new things in order to grow and develop as an artist. Main idea number 7. Find creative inspiration. Inspiration can come from many sources, including nature, books, music, and art. It is important to seek out new sources of inspiration in order to stay creative. Main idea number 8. Develop a creative practice. Developing a regular creative practice is essential for staying creative. It is important to set aside time each day to focus on creative projects. Main idea number 9. Embrace creative play. Creative play is an important part of the creative process. It is important to take time to explore and experiment with new ideas and techniques. Main idea number 10. Make time for creative rest. Creative rest is essential for recharging and refueling the creative spirit. It is important to take time to relax and recharge in order to stay creative. Main idea number 11. Connect with the creative source. Connecting with the creative source is an important part of the creative process. It involves tapping into the creative energy that exists within each of us. Main idea number 12. Develop creative courage. Creative courage is the ability to take risks and push boundaries in order to create something new. It is important to develop this courage in order to move forward with creative projects. Main idea number 13. Practice creative self-care. Creative self-care is essential for staying creative. It involves taking time to nurture the creative spirit and take care of oneself. Main idea number 14. Find creative mentors. Finding mentors who can provide guidance and support can be a great way to stay creative. It is important to seek out mentors who can provide insight and advice. Main idea number 15. Take creative breaks. Taking breaks from creative projects can help to refresh the mind and provide new perspectives. It is important to take breaks in order to stay creative. Main idea number 16. Develop creative rituals. Developing creative rituals can help to create a sense of structure and focus. It is important to create rituals that can help to foster creativity. Main idea number 17. Explore creative outlets. Exploring different creative outlets can help to expand creative horizons. It is important to explore different mediums and techniques in order to stay creative. Main idea number 18. Celebrate creative successes. Celebrating creative successes is an important part of the creative process. It is important to take time to recognize and appreciate creative accomplishments. Main idea number 19. Connect with creative energy. Connecting with creative energy is an important part of the creative process. It involves tapping into the creative energy that exists within each of us. Main idea number 20. Practice creative gratitude. Practicing gratitude is an important part of the creative process. It is important to take time to appreciate and be thankful for the creative gifts that we have. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The morning pages practice is a simple but powerful tool for unlocking creativity and self-expression. It involves writing 3 pages of longhand, stream of consciousness writing every morning. The idea is to write whatever comes into your head without worrying about grammar, spelling, or structure. This allows you to express yourself freely and openly without fear of judgment. Morning pages can help you identify any blocks that are preventing you from expressing yourself creatively. They can also be used as a form of journaling, allowing you to reflect on the events of the day before and gain insight into your thoughts and feelings. To get started with morning pages, set aside some time each morning when you won't be disturbed by anyone else or other distractions. Find a comfortable place where you can sit down with pen and paper, or laptop if preferred, and just start writing whatever comes into your head. Don't worry about making sense or even forming complete sentences. Once finished, put away the pages until the next day so that they remain private. This will help ensure that there is no pressure to make them perfect or good enough for anyone else to read them. By committing to this daily practice over time, it will become easier for ideas and creative solutions to flow more freely throughout your day. P. Main idea number 2. An artist date is a weekly solo outing that can help to nurture and spark creativity. It is an opportunity to explore new ideas, activities, and places in order to stimulate the creative self. This could include visiting a museum or gallery, attending a concert or play, going for a walk in nature, trying out a new hobby or craft activity, exploring different neighborhoods of your city, anything that helps you get out of your comfort zone and experience something new. The purpose of an artist date is not only to have fun but also to open yourself up to inspiration. By engaging with the world around you in this way, it can help you gain insight into yourself as well as provide fresh perspectives on life. Taking time each week for an artist date can be beneficial both personally and professionally by helping you stay connected with your creative side. Main idea number 3. Creative blocks can be a major obstacle to achieving our creative goals. It is important to identify and challenge these blocks in order to move forward with our projects. Fear, self-doubt, and negative self-talk are some of the most common causes of creative blocks. To overcome these obstacles, it is essential to recognize them for what they are and take steps to address them. In her book The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity, Julia Cameron suggests several strategies for overcoming creative blocks. She encourages readers to practice positive affirmations such as, I am capable, or I have something valuable to offer, in order to counter negative thoughts that may be holding us back from pursuing our creativity. Cameron also recommends engaging in activities like journaling or meditation, which can help us gain clarity on why we feel blocked and how we can move past it. Additionally, she suggests seeking out supportive people who will encourage us on our journey towards greater creativity. By identifying and challenging the creative blocks that stand between us and success, we open ourselves up for new possibilities. With dedication and effort, we can break through those barriers so that we may reach our full potential as creators. Main idea number 4. Creative visualization is a powerful tool to help manifest creative goals. It involves taking the time to imagine what you want and then actively working towards making it happen. Visualizing your desired outcome can be an effective way of bringing about positive change in your life, as it helps to focus your energy on achieving that goal. The process of creative visualization begins with setting a clear intention for what you would like to achieve. Once this has been established, take some time each day to close your eyes and visualize yourself having already achieved the goal. Imagine how it feels, see yourself doing whatever activities are necessary for success, and feel the emotions associated with reaching that goal. It's important not just to visualize but also take action towards achieving the desired outcome. This could involve researching ways of getting closer to the goal or taking small steps every day which will eventually lead you there. Creative visualization is most effective when combined with practical action. Main idea number 5. Creating a creative community is an important part of cultivating creativity. By surrounding yourself with other creative people, you can benefit from their support and encouragement as well as learn from their experiences. This type of environment can help to foster creativity by providing inspiration and motivation. It also allows for collaboration and the exchange of ideas, which can lead to new ways of thinking about things. In her book The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity, Julia Cameron suggests that forming a creative cluster or group is one way to cultivate a creative community. She recommends finding like-minded individuals who share similar interests in art or writing, meeting regularly to discuss projects, provide feedback on each other's work, brainstorm ideas together, or simply talk about what inspires them creatively. Having a supportive network of creatives around you can be invaluable when it comes to staying motivated and inspired. Whether it's through online forums or in-person meetups, connecting with others who understand your passion for creating will help keep you focused on your goals while also allowing you the opportunity to grow both personally and professionally. Main idea number 6. Taking creative risks is an essential part of the creative process. It can be intimidating to step outside of our comfort zone and try something new, but it is necessary in order to grow as an artist. Taking risks allows us to explore different ideas and techniques that we may not have considered before, which can lead to unexpected discoveries and breakthroughs. When taking creative risks, it's important to remember that failure is a natural part of the process. Not every risk will pay off, but even if it doesn't work out as planned, you can still learn from the experience. By pushing yourself beyond your boundaries and trying something new, you open up possibilities for growth and development. Ultimately, taking creative risks helps us become better artists by allowing us to expand our skill set and discover new ways of expressing ourselves creatively. So don't be afraid, take a chance on something new today. Main idea number 7. Finding creative inspiration can be a challenge, but it is essential for any artist. Nature is often an excellent source of inspiration, as its beauty and complexity can spark ideas that may have otherwise gone unnoticed. Books are also great sources of inspiration. Reading about the lives and works of other artists can help to open up new possibilities in one's own work. Music and art are also powerful tools for inspiring creativity, listening to music or viewing artwork from different cultures or time periods can provide insight into how others approach their craft. It is important to remember that creative inspiration does not always come easily, so it is necessary to actively seek out new sources of motivation. Taking walks in nature, visiting museums or galleries, attending concerts or lectures, these activities all offer potential opportunities for discovering something new that could inspire your next project. Finally, don't forget the power of daydreaming. Allowing yourself some quiet time with no distractions can be a great way to tap into your subconscious mind and uncover hidden gems of creativity. Main idea number 8. Developing a regular creative practice is essential for staying creative. It is important to set aside time each day to focus on creative projects. This could be anything from writing, painting, drawing, or playing music. The key is to make sure that you are doing something that allows your creativity to flow freely and without judgment. It can also be helpful to create a specific space in which you do your creative work. Having an area dedicated solely for this purpose will help keep distractions at bay and allow you to focus more easily on the task at hand. In addition, it's important not to put too much pressure on yourself when engaging in a creative practice. Allow yourself the freedom of exploration and experimentation without worrying about the outcome or results of what you are creating. Finally, don't forget that taking breaks throughout your creative process can actually help boost productivity and creativity. Taking short breaks throughout the day will give your mind some rest while still allowing you enough time for productive work. Main idea number 9. Creative play is an essential part of the creative process. It allows us to explore and experiment with new ideas, techniques, and materials in a safe environment. Creative play can help us break out of our comfort zone and push ourselves to think outside the box. By embracing creative play, we open ourselves up to new possibilities that may have otherwise gone unnoticed. When engaging in creative play, it is important to give yourself permission to make mistakes without fear of judgment or criticism. Mistakes are often necessary for growth and learning. They provide valuable insight into what works and what doesn't work for you as an artist. Creative play also encourages collaboration between artists by providing a platform for exchanging ideas. Finally, creative play helps foster creativity by allowing us to express our unique perspectives on life through art. We can use this time as an opportunity to reflect on our experiences while exploring different ways of expressing them visually or verbally. Main idea number 10. Creative rest is essential for recharging and refueling the creative spirit. It is important to take time away from work, projects, and other commitments in order to give yourself a break. Creative rest can come in many forms, such as taking a walk outside, reading a book, listening to music, or engaging in any activity that brings you joy. Taking this time allows your mind to wander freely and explore new ideas without feeling pressure or stress. When we make time for creative rest, it helps us stay inspired and motivated. We are able to look at our work with fresh eyes when we have taken some time away from it. This also gives us an opportunity to reflect on what has been accomplished so far and think about how we want our project or task to progress further. Making time for creative rest can be difficult, but it is worth the effort because of its positive effects on creativity. When we allow ourselves moments of relaxation throughout the day, week, or month, it helps keep us energized and focused on our goals. Main idea number 11. Connecting with the creative source is an essential part of the creative process. It involves tapping into a deep wellspring of creativity that exists within each and every one of us. This connection can be made through meditation, prayer, or simply by taking time to reflect on our own inner thoughts and feelings. By connecting with this source, we open ourselves up to new ideas and possibilities that may have been previously hidden from view. The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity by Julia Cameron, provides guidance for those seeking to make this connection. Through her book, she encourages readers to explore their own unique paths towards creativity while also providing practical advice on how best to access it. She emphasizes the importance of self-care in order for creatives to stay connected with their creative source, as well as offering tips on how best to nurture it. By connecting with our creative source, we are able to unlock a wealth of potential within ourselves that can help us create something truly special and unique. Whether you're looking for inspiration or just want some guidance in your journey towards higher creativity, The Artist's Way is an invaluable resource. Main idea number 12. Developing creative courage is essential for any artist or creative individual. It requires taking risks and pushing boundaries in order to create something new. This can be a daunting task, as it involves stepping outside of one's comfort zone and embracing the unknown. However, without this courage, creativity cannot flourish. Creative courage is not only about taking risks, it also involves having faith in oneself and believing that what you are creating has value. It means being willing to take criticism and learn from mistakes while still staying true to your vision. Creative courage allows us to explore our own potential and discover new ideas that may have otherwise gone unnoticed. In order to develop creative courage, it is important to practice self-care by setting aside time for yourself each day where you can focus on your craft without distraction or judgment from others. Additionally, surrounding yourself with supportive people who will encourage you along the way can help build confidence in your work. Ultimately, developing creative courage takes dedication and hard work, but the rewards are worth it. With enough practice, anyone can become more courageous when approaching their art form, allowing them to reach heights they never thought possible. Main idea number 13. Creative self-care is an important part of staying creative. It involves taking time to nurture the creative spirit and take care of oneself. This can include activities such as journaling, meditating, spending time in nature, engaging in hobbies or interests that bring joy and satisfaction, and connecting with other creatives for support and inspiration. It also means being mindful of how we spend our energy throughout the day. We need to be aware of when we are feeling drained or overwhelmed so that we can make adjustments accordingly. Taking breaks from work or projects when needed is essential for maintaining a healthy balance between creativity and rest. Finally, it's important to remember that creative self-care isn't just about doing things, it's also about allowing ourselves to simply be without judgment or expectation. Allowing ourselves moments of stillness helps us stay connected with our innermost thoughts and feelings, which often lead us down unexpected paths towards new ideas. Main idea number 14. Finding creative mentors can be a great way to stay inspired and motivated. Mentors provide guidance, support, and insight that can help you reach your creative goals. They can offer advice on how to approach projects, give feedback on work in progress, or simply provide an encouraging word when needed. When looking for a mentor, it is important to find someone who understands the creative process and has experience in the field you are interested in. It is also beneficial to look for someone with whom you have a good rapport. Having an open dialogue with your mentor will make it easier to ask questions and receive honest feedback. Having access to experienced professionals who understand the challenges of creativity can be invaluable. Creative mentors often become trusted advisors who help us navigate our artistic journey while providing encouragement along the way. Main idea number 15. Taking creative breaks can be an important part of the creative process. It is essential to step away from a project in order to gain new perspectives and ideas. Taking a break allows for time to reflect on what has been done, as well as giving the mind some much-needed rest. Breaks also provide opportunities for inspiration, allowing us to come back with fresh eyes and renewed enthusiasm. Creative breaks don't have to be long or complicated. They can simply involve taking a few moments out of your day for yourself. This could include going for a walk, listening to music, reading something inspiring, or engaging in any activity that helps you relax and clear your head. Creative breaks are about taking time away from work so that when you return, you feel refreshed and ready to tackle whatever challenge lies ahead. It is important not only to take regular breaks but also make sure that these times are used effectively. Use this time wisely by doing activities which will help stimulate creativity, such as brainstorming ideas or researching topics related to your project. By using creative breaks productively, it will help ensure that when you return back into the project, there is more clarity around what needs doing next. Main idea number 16. Creative rituals can help to create a sense of structure and focus in our lives. They provide us with an opportunity to take time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, allowing us to reconnect with ourselves and our creative spirit. Creative rituals can be as simple or elaborate as we choose. They may involve meditation, journaling, music, art making, or any other activity that helps us tap into our creativity. When creating creative rituals, it is important to consider what works best for you. It could be something that you do every day at the same time, such as writing in your journal before bed or taking a walk around your neighborhood each morning. Or it could be something more sporadic, like attending an art class once a week or going on regular retreats throughout the year. Whatever ritual you decide upon should feel meaningful and inspiring. Creating creative rituals also gives us permission to make space for ourselves within our busy lives. We are often so focused on achieving goals that we forget about nurturing ourselves along the way, but this is essential if we want to stay connected with our creativity over time. Main idea number 17. Exploring creative outlets can be a great way to expand your creativity. It is important to try different mediums and techniques in order to stay inspired and motivated. Whether it's painting, drawing, writing, photography, or music, there are so many ways to express yourself creatively. Taking the time to explore these different outlets can help you discover new ideas and perspectives that you may not have considered before. In her book The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity, Julia Cameron suggests taking regular artist dates as part of your creative practice. An artist date is simply an outing with yourself where you do something fun and inspiring that will help spark your creativity. This could include visiting a museum or gallery, going for a walk in nature, or attending a live performance. By exploring different creative outlets on a regular basis, you can open up new possibilities for expressing yourself creatively. You never know what kind of inspiration might come from trying something new. Main idea number 18. Celebrating creative successes is an important part of the creative process. It helps to recognize and appreciate our accomplishments, no matter how small they may be. Taking time to celebrate our successes can help us stay motivated and inspired as we continue on our creative journey. When celebrating a success, it's important to take some time for yourself. This could mean taking a break from your work or indulging in something that brings you joy. Celebrate with friends or family if you wish, but make sure that whatever activity you choose reflects the accomplishment itself. It's also helpful to reflect on what made this particular success possible. What were the steps taken? What resources did you use? How did your mindset contribute? Reflecting on these questions can help us learn more about ourselves and build confidence in our abilities. Finally, don't forget to give yourself credit. Acknowledge all of the hard work and dedication that went into achieving this success, even if it was only a small one, because every step forward counts towards reaching bigger goals. Main idea number 19. Connecting with creative energy is an essential part of the creative process. It involves tapping into the inner source of creativity that exists within each and every one of us. Creative energy can be accessed through a variety of methods, such as meditation, visualization, journaling, and other forms of self-expression. By connecting with this creative energy, we are able to access our own unique ideas and perspectives, which can help us create something new. The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity by Julia Cameron provides readers with practical advice on how to connect with their own creative energies. She suggests engaging in activities like morning pages, writing 3 pages in longhand first thing in the morning, artist dates, scheduling time for yourself to explore your creativity, and walking meditations, allowing yourself to become immersed in nature. These activities allow you to tap into your innermost thoughts and feelings so that you can better understand what it is that drives your creativity. By connecting with our own creative energies, we open ourselves up to new possibilities. We become more aware of our individual strengths and weaknesses, which allows us to make better decisions when creating something new. Connecting with our creative energies also helps us stay motivated throughout the entire process, since it gives us a sense of purpose behind what we're doing. Main idea number 20. Practicing creative gratitude is an essential part of the creative process. It involves taking time to appreciate and be thankful for the gifts that we have been given, such as our talents, skills, and abilities. Creative gratitude helps us to recognize how much potential we have within ourselves and encourages us to use it in a positive way. When we practice creative gratitude, it can help us stay motivated and inspired when working on projects or tackling difficult tasks. Creative gratitude also allows us to connect with others who share similar interests or passions. By expressing appreciation for their work or ideas, we can build relationships with like-minded individuals, which can lead to collaboration opportunities down the line. Additionally, practicing creative gratitude helps foster a sense of community among creatives by recognizing each other's contributions. Finally, practicing creative gratitude gives us an opportunity to reflect on our own progress and accomplishments over time. Taking stock of what has been achieved so far can provide motivation for future endeavors while also helping maintain perspective during challenging times. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.